ordinary murder case, but little did they know how extraordinary the case would become. Just 4 days later, after the Morris family put Mary to rest on October 16th, Blaylock made the painful yet seemingly simple journey to the coroner's office to retrieve some of her mother's personal effects. Instead, she walked into an episode of The Twilight Zone. "They told me they still had Mary Morris's body," recalled Blaylock. "I was freaking out. I was thinking we just had the funeral. I saw the remains, and I was looking at something that wasn't even my mother." It turns out that the woman Marilyn Blaylock saw on the coroner's table was not her mother, but was in fact another woman named Mary Morris. Mary McGinnis Morris. Mary McGinnis Morris. In many ways, other than just the name, Mary McGinnis Morris shared a number of similarities with Mary Henderson Morris, which makes this case all that more eerie. Although Mary McGinnis Morris was a bit younger than Mary Henderson at 39 years old, both women were attractive, gregarious brunettes. Mary McGinnis was also a professional woman who shared a nice suburban home with her husband. On October 16, 2000, the Harris County Sheriff's Department found the body of Mary McGinnis Morris badly beaten, with a single gunshot to her head in a location about 25 miles from where Mary Henderson Morris was found days earlier. Mary McGinnis was also found murdered in her car in a vacant lot.